Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to New Charis Ministry. I pray that the Lord will touch your heart and minister to you in the name of Jesus. Shall we pray? Father, we bless your name and we thank you for our lives. We thank you for such an opportunity as this. Father, as we are about to listen from you, may you prepare our hearts. May you bless us. May you forgive us, cleanse us in the name of Jesus. And even as your word cometh forth, I pray for everybody who is listening to us. Bless them, protect them, guide them in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. We thank God and I pray that you will be strong, you will be happy, you will be healthy than never before. Hallelujah. In our life, we are involved in so many things. Every activity that we embark on is not a straight jacket activity, but may involve two or three coordinated activities which may lead us to the results that we want. Hallelujah. Even in life, the breakfast that we prepare involves certain steps in order to get what we want. Someone who wants a tea will not use cold water to prepare a tea, as it will not be able to diffuse the tea in the bag. Hallelujah. So in life, everything that we do is a process. And if we are not able to go through that process, the needed results may not be achieved. Hallelujah. Today, I am speaking on the topic, embrace the process. Embrace the process. Hallelujah. In life, we may be seeking to achieve things, and life is a goal-oriented activity by itself, because you cannot live in this life without having anything to do. We all, whether it being good, planned or not planned, we all have something to do. And all the things that we have to do involve series of steps and decisions to get what we want to get to. And that is what is called a process. A process is the steps and decisions involved in the way work is completed. Hallelujah. Every work that we want to do involves steps and decisions in order to get the work done. So if sometimes because of how either smart or how lazy we are, we may want to skip some steps or some decisions so that we may arrive at our decision, or we may arrive, you know, at the completion of our work earlier than we're supposed to do. And sometimes it leads to problems. Hallelujah. Let's take our first Bible reading from Matthew chapter 3. From the 13, the baptism of Jesus Christ. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. Hallelujah. But John tried to prevent him, saying, I have need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me? Jesus Christ was going to John the Baptist to be baptized. But John the Baptist, knowing whom Jesus Christ is, and being led by the Spirit to know that he is the Messiah, the one that he has been preparing the way for, wanted to say, no, I am not worthy to baptize you. But Jesus Christ says something. He said, and Jesus answering said to him, permit it that this time, or say, permit it at this time, for thus it is appropriate for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he permitted. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says something. He said, permit it at this time. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ knew that he was on a mission to save mankind. And to get that work done, there was a process in which he needs to pass through. There are some steps and decisions that he needs to take in order to arrive at his mission of saving mankind from our sins. And in this process, he needed to humble himself. He needed to humiliate himself, because the baptism of John the Baptist was a baptism for repentance of sin. But Christ, who had not sinned before, had to humble himself, because it was part of the process. So Christ said that, permit it at this time. So every process and every step in order for you to achieve what you want is time bound. Hallelujah. It's time bound. He said, permit it at this time. Hallelujah. The reason why you are going through certain things at this particular time is because it is part of the process. Let's look at a lady who wants the fruit of the womb. We'll all know that conception and the pains through pregnancy and all the complications and all the pains and the rest before, you know, the delivery itself, the pain and all those kind of things. So it would have been so nice that a lady would just conceive, sit somewhere, the next moment she hears that your baby has been delivered, no pain, nothing. Everybody would have loved that. So simple. Hallelujah. But in order for you to get that joy of a baby, you go through the process of conceiving. Hallelujah. In order for Christ to be able to save us, he had to go through the process. He had to come in contact with the forerunner, the one who was preparing the way for him. And it was for a purpose, because during that time that Christ humbled himself for the baptism of John the Baptist, it was that time that the Spirit of God confirmed who Christ was. So if Christ has said that he is bigger than John the Baptist, he is the only begotten Son of God, so he needed not to kowtow and bow to John the Baptist for the baptism of repentance, he wouldn't have been confirmed. Hallelujah. in the presence of the multitude who were waiting for their turn to be baptized, he would not have been confirmed to the hearing of everybody that this is the Messiah. Hallelujah. Say, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah. This confirmation only came because Christ passed through the process. He permitted it to be so, though it was, you know, something that humiliated, something that, you know, he had to humble himself. So in order to achieve what you are meant to achieve, there come a time that you need to humble yourself. There come a time that you need to become nobody in order to acquire some skills, in order to acquire some know-how, in order to prepare yourself for the mission ahead of you, for the greatness ahead of you. You want to be a big man, but you do not. You want to be a great businessman. You want to be a great corporate woman. You want to be a great surgeon. You want to be a great lawyer. You do not wake up one day and you achieve that. You need to go through the process. Embrace the process. Humble yourself, learn, and then you will be able to achieve what you want to achieve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, in order for you to get to where you want to get to, you need a period of learning, or a period that we call conception. Hallelujah. Where do you want to be in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years? Do you have a plan? Do you know where you want to be? Even in our Christian life, have you asked yourself, in the next 5 years, how do I want to see my Christian life? Do I want to still be a baby being fed? Or I want to be a grown, matured Christian? You need to ask yourself that question. If you are a student, you need to ask yourself, in the next 5 years, after I have finished my national service, am I going to go around looking for a job, or I have a master plan of starting a business on my own? What is the plan for your future? If you have that clear-cut plan, then you begin the process of achieving that plan. Hallelujah. You were a young person, you have been employed, and now you want to rock shoulders with the big shots in the organization. No, you need a learning process called the conception. Now you know the organization. See yourself in the next 2 years, 3 years. Where do you want to be? In the stage of conception, it is a stage of learning. Hallelujah. You need to learn. That is the stage of conception. That is where you need to hide yourself. You need to keep yourself and nurture your dream. That is the conception. You conceive it, you keep yourself, and then you nurture your dream. In nurturing your dream, just like how a woman will conceive and nobody will know that she has conceived, but she continues to take care of the unborn baby, take her medications, keep herself from certain activities, just to make sure that the baby is strong and the pregnancy is secured. That is what you do in the corporate organization, in the business that you have started. You don't become guy, you don't become tuno, you hide yourself, go through the process and learn. You humble yourself, become hardworking, so that you keep fine-tuning your mission. Permit it to be so now. It is a process where you need to be humble so that you can go through the process. In going through the process, you'll be confirmed. In going through the process, you regain your lost pride. In going through the process, you make a name for yourself. Hallelujah. And in that period of getting to know, getting to achieve your dream, there will become moments of pain, moments of trouble, moments of challenges where you can say, and if you are not careful, you say, I don't want to go on anymore. I don't want to go on anymore. Because in the process, there are challenges. There was a little boy called Joseph. Joseph had a dream. He knew that he has been appointed to become somebody great in future. But Joseph had to go through the process. He was sold as a slave. He worked in his slave master's house, diligently, humbly learning through the process. He got to the time that his sincerity and his fear of the Lord and saying that he doesn't want to sin against his master and his Lord led him to the prison. It is part of the process, the period of hardship, the period of pain. You don't run away from such time, but you face it. Christ could have told his disciples, I will carry your cross for you. But he told them that, carry your cross and follow me, for my Lord is light. Hallelujah. Christ is willing, and he knows that there may be difficult times, but it is part of the process. Christ could have chosen not to die on the cross, such a painful death, but he knew that it was part of the process of redeeming man from the impending danger that is ahead of us. That is the way life is. Whatever we want to achieve in life, there is a cost. There is a cost, and we must be prepared to honor that cost. We must be prepared to be able to overcome that cost. It is not an easy thing to become a successful entrepreneur. It is not an easy thing to become a successful corporate woman, corporate man, a successful man of God, a successful nurse, a successful engineer. It is not an easy thing. But when you go through the meal, when you go through the process, Christ has promised us that he will never forsake us or leave us. He did not say that run away from the war front when things become difficult. He says that I will be with you in the fire. Hallelujah. Go through the process. In the process, there will be hardship and suffering. But Christ, our Redeemer, the author and the finisher of our faith, the one who came to die for us, has shown us the way that even him, being God by himself, humbled himself so that John the Baptist will baptize him. He told John the Baptist, permit him, permit it to be so now. To be so now. Christ knew timing. Hallelujah. He knew timing. In achieving our purpose, we need to work with time. You cannot live any way. You cannot do your things anyhow and still achieve your purpose. There is time for everything. If you have a goal, then you have to be time conscious. You have to know what time it is. Christ could have waited for another time, but Christ knew that this is the right opportunity for me to be baptized so that God will manifest. Hallelujah. We need to be time conscious. We need to be in the spirit so that we know which actions we will take at what time. Every day is not Christmas. Hallelujah. Do you understand? If you are a person of purpose, then you understand time. You cannot waste time talking, waste time doing unnecessary things, waste time just misbehaving. If it is time for learning, you are learning. It is time for working, you are working. If it is time for leisure, you are taking, you know, a time of break. But know what time it is. In life, it is stages. If you are a young person and you are in the stage of learning, if you are in the stage of apprenticeship, if you are in the stage of development, then consider this period as an important period because there is time for everything. If you miss that time of training, you have wasted so many years which you may not be able to recover. Hallelujah. There is time for everything. And that is the very reason why you do not copy people, because the time and destinies of people are not equal. Your timing of your process is different from the timing of the other sister. So that sister may be able to get her breakthrough first before you. It doesn't mean that your breakthrough will not come. You are on the process of that breakthrough. Hallelujah. Obi die be pa no pa obi die be be nyumre. Now nipa ne die ba enchrese breakthroughs na sa. You need not to envy. Know that there is time, because Christ himself knew this and he told John that permit it to be so now. Now. It was emphatic because he knew that this is the right time to take that action. In the process, time is of essence. Time is of essence. And what we read in Matthew chapter 3, verse 15, also showed that if we are on our way to our destiny, we need to learn the act of humility. Hallelujah. We need to learn the act of humility. Humility. If you want to achieve greatness, learn humility. Because you work with people and people must be respected. It is part of the process. It is part of the decisions you have to take in life. To humble yourself so you will get the best out of every situation. You may be the boss. You may be the most talented person. You may be the most brilliant person. But if you do not know how to humble yourself so that you will be able to get what you want in life, you will be miserable. You'll be miserable. There are times that you may be the most intelligent person, but you need to talk, study the environment, and know when to show off and when not to show. Even there are some times that you need to pretend that you are not the one. You are not the one. Just to see and survey the environment. It is not every time that you want to do cuckoo and show yourself. Embrace the process. The process may be tough. The process may be hard. The process may not, you know, show a bright future. But if you embrace it and work at it, there will be light at the end of the tunnel. Hallelujah. There will be light at the end of the tunnel. Some processes are easy. Others are difficult. In preparing breakfast, it is simple water, your Milo, your milk, and that is it. You have a beverage to take for breakfast. And when you are preparing dinner, it is not an easy thing as compared to preparing a breakfast. Hallelujah. And that is the same way as life. That is why you need not to compare yourself with the other person, but be motivated. If you are meant to kill an elephant, you don't worry yourself with an ant. Hallelujah. Somebody whose achievement is like an ant can just complete a task, and you will see the person being, you know, famous. You see the person as a successful person. But that success may not be compared to the success that God has planned for you. Because eyes have not seen and minds have not even conceived the plans that God has for his children. And you are his son. Hallelujah. You don't fight over the killing of an ant. No. You need to know where you are heading towards and embrace the process. Don't cut corners, shortcuts. Do not do that. Christ, our perfect example, never cut corners. Though the process was difficult, he embraced it. Joseph, look at what that boy went through. But at the end of the day, he became a ruler, a superior, because he had gone through the process. Everything we want in life is a process. Humble yourself. Learn the timing. Learn and perfect yourself. Hide yourself and fine-tune your moments. And when your actions begin to pay off, when trials and tribulations start coming, stand firm and rely on your God, because you know that it is just part of the process of hardening you so that you'll be strong to be able to overcome and steer the great success that Christ has for you. Shalom, peace, and the love of God be with you. Embrace the process. Do not run from the battlefield, because surely goodness and mercies will be our portion, and victory will be for us. Shall we be upstanding and shall we pray? Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your name and we exalt you. Today you have taught us to embrace the process. You said that in life there are steps and actions that we need to take. Help us, oh God. There are times that it may be so heavy for us, but you have told us that you will never permit what we cannot to come on us. Father, be with us and strengthen us. Guide us so we will know how to humble ourselves in order to achieve the plans that you have for us. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God be with you. And I pray that you have been a blessing. May the Lord be with you and protect you and guide you. And may this week be a great week for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.